This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. A recent feature on HBO's Real Sports and then a faculty student report on Eastern Michigan University finances have raised the question whether the school should be spending so much money on a football program that rarely has a winning season and a fan base which never fills the team's stadium. Joining us to talk about that is Eastern Michigan Athletic Director Heather Like. What is the role of athletics in EMU's culture? Why are they important given this question?
There's no question that I believe that our university, its leadership and the university in general, believes in the value that Division I athletics can bring to a university. And it starts with the diversity in which we add to this campus. It comes along with the pride in which we can build in this university. We have 550 student-athletes who are exceptional students. We retain them. They have 81% graduation rates and do exceptionally well. And competitively, we're a member of the MAC, the Mid-American Conference, and we've won 134 MAC championships, which is the most number in the MAC conference.
Well, let's talk about some of the things that are brought up in these reports. You're spending close to $34 million on sports, most of it on football, where you're not winning as much. The students and the taxpayers are on the hook for the bulk of that. About 80% of the athletic department's cost comes out of the university's general fund. How do you justify spending that much on a program that's not been terribly successful?
Well, and again, I would say that we have been terribly successful. We have 21 sports. In football, we have not had a successful season since 1987.
And that's the bulk of your spending.
Actually, I would disagree with that. There is a significant cost that every university that has Division I athletics invests. There's no question our football team is focused on winning. We need to win. That takes time. I've been here 2.5 years, and we've changed a whole lot in that time. But we are confident that we're headed in the right direction, and we're building it the right way.
Well, you still didn't have a winning season last year. The football team has only had 7 winning seasons in 41 years. The team only draws about 10,000 people to a stadium which seats more than 30,000. Where's the demand for a football program?
Well, the demand is in the belief that it's of value to the university. You know, the pride that it does bring back and the qualities that intercollegiate athletics teaches young people, I think, are irreplaceable.
Michigan radio sports commentator John U. Bacon said in today's broadcast that in the last decade, EMU's athletic department doubled staff salaries to $6.4 million, including 21 new positions, while the rest of the entire university added just 16 full-time employees. Do you think the athletic department gets an outsized share of the limited resources at EMU?
No, I think that we, like I said, we represent less than 8% of the entire university's budget. And when we look at our MAC counterparts, we are geographically, we're situated so we can bus to all of our conference opponents, which obviously reduce your costs. You're not flying teams all over the country.
Couldn't you cut costs by going to a smaller conference? I mean, what's wrong with that idea? Why is it so important to remain in Division I?
It's essential. First of all, Division I is where we will be. It is not a conversation that we are having or a debate or an analysis that we are studying at all. We are going to remain committed to a Division I athletic program, remain committed to the Middle American Conference, and remain committed to Division I football. There are significant costs and losses that you have if you go to another conference. That starts with college football playoff revenue, your ESPN revenue. It's the fact that we have football game contracts out into 2021. The buyouts on those contracts alone are in the range of $18 to $20 million. If you leave the MAC conference, there's a penalty of $2.5 million. If you change conferences, there's no guarantee that you're going to be accepted into another conference. Any report that we are having that conversation or debate is false and inaccurate.
My family is one of those paying tuition to go to Eastern Michigan. Of the approximately $10,000 average tuition, $1,000 of that goes to support the athletic department. You kept saying 8%, but it's 10% of tuition. Why do you get that 10% of what we pay, and how does my EMU student benefit?
What you're student gets by coming to a Division I, chose Eastern Michigan. And at the time that they chose, they know that they have Division I athletics. And
Was not a factor.
Correct. So it's not a factor in whether or not they, I would hope that that student would find value in adding diversity to the landscape and the culture of the university. There's kids that have unbelievable talents in all sorts of things. You know, we have an unbelievable forensics team. We have an unbelievable poetry slam team at Eastern Michigan. We have fabulous arts at the Pease Auditorium, you know. So the entire university.
Director, please, let's get back to the point here. Those other programs you just mentioned, all valued, all part of the academic setting, and we're not spending tens of millions of dollars on them.
Well, again, the university, from its leadership and Board of Regents to the athletic department, entirely support having Division I athletics as a part of the fabric of the university. The reality is we have tremendous exposure. Our football team's going to be on national television 4 times this year, and that gives exposure to our university, not just to the athletic department.
I'd like to get clarification on one thing. You kept saying that we get diversity with Division I. Can't we have diversity at EMU in another conference or in another level?
The athletic department and the makeup of your students may change, and it would be entirely different in a Division II setting. The actual underrepresented population may or may not. I couldn't speak to that, but what I can speak to is that the underrepresented population that we have in our student-athlete population is valued. It's something that we are proud of, that we are able to help retain and graduate and give people an opportunity to maximize their potential through their academics and participation in college sports.
Heather Like is athletic director at Eastern Michigan University. Thanks for talking with us.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.